Bolinda Audiobooks presents this unabridged recording of When Your Partner Dies, written by Richard Stanton and read by Catherine Milty and Marie-Louise Walker. The dedication reads, For Len. Acknowledgements. It is difficult to know where to begin acknowledging the women who have offered me unconditional support and inspiration for this work. For the most part, all my support has come from women. Without the consent of the 10 women whose profiles appear here, there would, of course, be no book. For their willingness to speak openly and freely about their individual plights, I thank them unconditionally. The book may not have seen the light of day if it were not for the considered comments of Dr. Christine Everingham of Macquarie University's Sociology Department, who initially pointed me away from the prospects of a long, dry sociological summer and towards the reality of commercialization. Christine's ability to clearly enunciate my goals made the task of finding my first interviewee far easier than I had imagined. Helen Yardley of the English Department at Macquarie University also deserves special thanks for her continued support on the project, for creating a snowball effect, for providing literary and journalistic comment on my overall approach to the work, and, as my master's supervisor, for her ability to connect the seemingly disparate paths of literature, public relations, and politics. To Helen Bassett, I owe a debt of gratitude for being the guinea pig, my first interviewee after being widowed for such a short time. Without her courage to continue in spite of an overwhelming volume of tears, I may have given up the ghost very early in the piece. Others who deserve my thanks and gratitude for providing inspiration are Wendy Vines, Bron Reed, and Sue Graham. I also thank my publisher, Elizabeth Weiss, firstly for assessing the work as a commercial possibility, and also for her balanced approach to the various changes made during the course of its early life. But most importantly, without the unconditional support of my wife Lorraine, and her capacity to transcribe many of the tapes, and to stay at home each night while I worked on the manuscript instead of doing other more important social things, there would be no book. She deserves my deepest thanks. Introduction. Writing this book and talking with these widows has altered inexorably my perception of life, death, and marriage. The idea for the book took shape in my mind after two men died within a few months of each other. I had known them all my life, and their widows made distinctly clear but very different observations about how they would spend the remainder of their lives. I began to examine the notion of singleness, how people deal with all the aspects of the death of a partner, male and female, and how their lives evolve after a short period, and then, for those who choose not to take another partner, for a longer period, possibly the remainder of their own lives.